Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus took Peter, James, and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became dazzling white, such as no fuller on earth could bleach them. Then Elijah appeared to them along with Moses, and they were conversing with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He hardly knew what to say. They were so terrified. Then a cloud came, casting a shadow over them, and from the cloud came a voice. "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." Suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone but Jesus alone with them. As they were coming down from the mountain, he charged them not to relate what they had seen to anyone except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what rising from the dead meant. The Gospel of the Lord.
The readings today, the first one, the book of Genesis, and the Gospel of Mark, present, I think, two stories of transfiguration. And some scholars think that Gospel was really a resurrection story. Transfiguration takes place when some inner quality of a person is brought to the surface, when some hidden potential comes to light. Is transfiguration. It happens all the time. Sometimes we don't see it. But Abraham is put to a very difficult test, of faith. But in the end, he's transformed from being just a shepherd to being the father of a great people. And Jesus is transfigured in front of his friends, in the eyes of his friends, and he demonstrates that he's more than a skilled carpenter or an itinerant preacher. So in his transfiguration, Jesus shows us his true colors, so to speak. He invites us to do the same in the spirit of Lent, to show our true colors. Hopefully by the end of Lent, you'll do that. But it isn't easy. It isn't easy. I mean, most of us keep the richness of our coloration hidden or subdued. We were trained from our earliest years to adapt ourselves and our behaviors to the expectation of others, especially those who are in authority. We were taught what to express and what to suppress. And we learn to make good impressions by putting on good shows and find favor with others by telling them, pleasing them, by saying what they want to hear. We get along in life and become successful in our careers by playing the game. You got to play the game. As a priest, I got to play the game. You got to know what to do and what not to do, what to say and what not to say. Anyways, much of this accommodation, though, is accomplished by stifling ourselves, even to the point of keeping our uniqueness hidden and many of our best qualities buried, and some people for life. Furthermore, life itself tends to harden us with painful experiences in our lives. So we adapt certain faces. I mean, we all have faces. I want to see that face. You know, that you made that face. Faces to help us to cope with life as we have come to understand it. So we may act tough or pretend that nothing bothers us. Or perhaps we become cynical. Or we put other people down. Those are examples of coping mechanisms to protect our vulnerabilities. But underneath displays of toughness or displays of insensitivity or independence or selfishness or seriousness, even perhaps arrogant aloofness, we are all kind. We are all compassionate. We're all loving, generous, and humorous. We are. I mean, just scratch the surface, and there is divinity in us that is dying to show itself. But some people, you got to keep scratching to get to the divinity. But it's there. The spark is in everybody. The divine is in all of us. And we're supposed to show it in different ways, in our own uniqueness. My friends, that's exactly what today's account of Transfiguration encourages us to do and to allow. We don't have to live our lives catering to the expectation of others. We don't have to go through life making impressions. And we don't have to operate with the limits of the way that we present ourselves, that others put on us. Developing more and more deeper facets of our personalities makes for enriched and happier life. So with good reason, Jesus taught his disciples, and he teaches us, not to hide our light under a bushel basket. Don't hide it, he tells his disciples. The joy of light is in its brightness. Jesus didn't say that he alone was the light of the world. He said, you are the light of the world. The light that is in you, that is in everyone. I mean, you think about it, we all come from stardust. We come from light. We're to live in the light and we're to return to the light. So we find joy in life by shining. Shining. Not by keeping the best parts of ourselves in shadow. Our uniqueness, and everybody is unique in some way, is something that we should take pride in. Our complexity is something we should cherish. We're all very complex creatures. I mean, look what we're made of. I mean, what did God have in mind? Spirit and matter. Unlimited in our potential, and our potential is unlimited. I mean, God is in us, and if God is in us, and we're in God, and God is all potentiality and can do whatever God wants, potential is in us. There's always more and more and more to us as there is to God. Always more and more and more, and we want more. We always want more. Each of us is a treasure house of hidden talents and virtues. You know, every quality that we envy in someone else, we have in us. It's in you. However dormant, it is in you. Whatever you think that the other has, you have. Every Scrooge who turns into a generous philanthropist is proof of that. Every day I read a saying or a story by Meister Eckhart, Dominican mystic of the 13th century. My spirit friend. He was once asked, what's the hardest thing to do? What's the hardest thing of all? Think about it. What's the hardest thing of all? And he replied, be ready to be surprised. It is to love yourself as you are, not as how you see yourself or hope to be seen by others. You'll know you're on the right path when you find that you love everyone else as much as you love yourself.